There is something significant about experiencing a ruined city at the start of one's adult life, and again after retirement. It has to do with the eternal aspect of the ruins themselves. Our adult lives are but a flash in comparison. However, our adult one-half century actually has a moment of relevance when held up to the 1,000 years. For this, I felt a kinship with Uxmal. This incredible ruined city has been ingrained within my inner conscious for most of my life. I had climbed the Pyramid of the Magician in my youth and had enjoyed its quiet ambiance of history. But it was the architecture that was an inspiration lasting a lifetime. In the 70s, the art of Uxmal had changed me somehow. I have related to the arts differently for the period, perhaps knowing that over 1,600 years ago, art in architecture mattered. This trip, we had saved Uxmal for one full day of hanging out, just being there and viewing. The main structures, built around 500 AD, are the Nun's Quadrangle, which has north, east, west, and south buildings, the Smaller Bird's Quadrangle, the large pyramid or temple of the magician, sorcerer, the cemetery group, an unrestored ball court, a freestanding house of the turtles, the palace of the governor, the Great Pyramid. A mix of architectural types is exemplified on the site, with the Pyramid of the Magician being considered Chenes in style, the other structures being Puuc. Otherwise, it followed the pattern of classic Maya pyramids, which were constructed on a series of narrowing, tapered platforms with a temple on the top. The pyramid here again was an artistic device designed to make the temple, on top, appear much like a cave. Like many visitors, we preferred the visual feast of the Palace of the Governor. However, Uxmal in general is a most wonderful visual experience of departed greatness. Hundreds of years have passed since its conception, but by the standards of any era, antique and modern, Uxmal is incredible in its town planning, design emphasis, and homage to the people that lived there.